Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Happy hump day.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about, hey, buy like me, buy like Jack, and sell like Jill. This is a really good opportunity to make fun of each other.
Totally.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the LandAcademy.com online community, soon to be called LandClick.
LandClick.
Click. Like Frenchy.
I'm going with the French things. We all know it's C-L-I-Q-U-E. Cool. All right. David asked, how do you decide or should you vary lot acreage or narrow assessor values with a big county to get RealQuest Pro to populate a manageable count to scrub down from? Okay, so what this means is RealQuest Pro, which is what we use for getting our data. It's the best data out there for all of our data, for our mailers.
When you're a licensed provider of RealQuest.
We are.
CoreLogic.
We are. We're very happy.
They let us.
They let us.
Because we use millions and millions it's and millions.
Stuff that we've done
records,
with them.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Okay. So we obviously know what we're doing. We obviously teach people how to do it, and it's perfect. Anyway, so when you pull up a county and you're looking at, it's a pretty big list.
Mm-hmm.
So Dave is asking some questions about how do I get this down to a manageable list to mail offers. I'm not going to mail 130,000 offers from everybody in the county. So no, you're not going to do that.
Here's what David's really getting at.
Yep.
How do you can, if it's a huge county in like in square mile size, like Coconino County, Arizona, versus a super tiny little one, like some of the counties back east. If you, the larger the size, the more opportunity there is for variance in price, right? The more you have to put into really studying how much you do when you do your mail orders to get offers out. How are you going to, let's say you've got a universe of 5 acre properties in Coconino County is like thousands and thousands of properties. And in mm-hmm. a county back east, it might be 500 properties.
Mm-hmm.
What he's asking is, can you really seriously like offer all the same amount? Or should you do offer it based on assessed value mm-hmm. and the whole thing? Here's my answer. The size doesn't matter. Size matters to Jill, but size doesn't matter. And we'll talk about that in a minute.
Whoa. Don't worry. I won't let it go
so
there.
Blushing.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe that came out.
You're
like,
blushing.
Don't worry. You don't have to turn this off for the people who have kids in the car. That was hilarious. I won't let it go there. Right, Jack?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Whew. That woke me up.
No, there's pretty substantial delay.
There was a 1, 2, what?
So, no, you price, the size of the county doesn't matter at all. You price it the exact same way. You take the whatever your, however you work it out, you use the assessed value as a gauge to calculate the prices.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ever offer the assessed amount. The assessed amount has nothing to do with the real value.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, but we use it, and we use it very effectively to gauge whether or not we're going to offer prices.
You know, it's interesting too. I have a note here, so I know where David is in the process. He's not, unless he's testing it, not with all of our data, he doesn't have the RealQuest stuff yet. So that's why he's asking this. So David hasn't got in yet to really accurately see what's available to him. So that is probably part of this question. So part of this, David, you boy, do you see what you have at your fingertips. And I tell people that it's so, my favorite is when I have someone that they've they understand the process. They're kind of in the business. They are trying to get properties different ways, right? And then when they get in and see what our data is and what we can do with it, what's right there, they fall over.
My favorite is when we get some of the members are pretty seasoned real estate professionals.
Right.
And when they get in there, because they've never purchased properties through sending out
this
offers.
Way, exactly.
They've done it through brokers and
or driving around.
Whatever, yeah. And then they get in there and spend 2 or 3 hours. I always tell everybody, spend 2 hours in RealQuest and ice out a block, you know, time. Go in a dark closet if you need to. And with no intention of doing a mailer, just go in there and see what RealQuest is all about.
What are you doing in the dark closet, Jack? Since we're going to go there.
Concentrating on size.
So, parcel size.
Yeah, property size. That's yeah. What did you think I meant?
Thank you. Oh, no.
No, it doesn't matter in all seriousness. Just price it the same way. Mm-hmm. The more time you spend on pricing property, the more successful you will be.
Mm-hmm.
If you price property correctly, you will make a ton of money.
That's not today's show.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
But I like saying it.
I know you do. If you go into our closet.
No.
Then.
You come out a man.
Oh, my. No. Oh.
And some people, never mind.
Woo. All right.
If you have a question or you'd like to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, buy like Jack and sell like Jill. This is a blast. What the heck does that mean? How do I buy and how do you sell? So I'd love to hear your opinion of how I buy real estate. How bad is it?
Oh, it's fantastic. I have a couple notes here about the way that you buy, and it's really good stuff. One of the things that you, one of your quote unquote mottos is, just buy them all and figure it out later.
You're right.
It's true.
I have the Luke Smith approach to this.
You kind of do. It's very true. There's times that I've been, you know, especially, I mean, really a lot of this is from the beginning when we were getting started. So that's why I think it's pertinent to a lot of our listeners. So you would find me poring over these deals as these offer letters are coming back. You would find me doing a whole lot of homework on making sure this is right. Do I like it? I mean, does it have the 4A's? You know, and I'll explain that in a second. And you would come along and go, what the heck are you doing? Buy it. Yes, yes, yes. No, yes.
Yeah.
Only because you knew that subdivision is the only reason you said no on one of them. You know, it's like, we don't do those anymore. They're too small or whatever. But otherwise, you'd just be saying, yeah, buy them all. I'm like, well, how do you know? But that was one of your things. And I will add the 4 A's are, this is all Jack too, which is really
good.
This
is how you value a piece of mm-hmm. property, this asset type.
This is what you want to make sure that they have. You want to make sure it has one, accessibility.
Access.
2, affordability. Is it priced?
The cheaper, the
right?
better.
Exactly. 3, acreage.
The larger, the better.
And 4, attribute.
Is it close to the Grand Canyon? Is there water?
Is there a lake?
All the cool stuff. Mountain views.
By a city.
Next to a working ranch.
Stuff like that.
All of that.
Exactly. And
when you're brand new, brand spanking new, I recommend that you get all 4 A's.
Got it.
At our level, we make sure that one of them is unbelievable.
Right.
And you know, three other, if one of them is so unbelievably awesome, you can overlook the other three. And not entirely, especially access. You don't want, you really got to look at that.
Exactly. Yep. So that's one of your things. So I have 3. The second one that I love about the way you buy, Jack, is flat rate. This is it. This is my offer. No talking or the deal's off.
We don't negotiate. We just talked about this earlier this week. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of the theme for this week. It's negotiation and talking to buyers or sellers wastes a lot of time. You want to make, that's why we send offers out with dollar amounts right in there. And if you get them signed back, you have to price it so that you have to price it and say this to yourself. Well, if anybody signs this thing, I'm buying it for sure.
Right.
It's so cheap. There's no way I can lose money on it.
Exactly.
And that's how we roll.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, but there's certain product types where that does not apply, like houses. Jill and I buy houses a lot, but that's not what this show is about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we wholesale houses and we don't scrape the bottom from an offer standpoint on the houses at all.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay, my third one.
Mm-hmm.
You never sweat finding deals because you just send out more mail.
That's the other thing. I mean, and it's the, again, there's it's very natural to look at a property and convince yourself that something's not there.
Yes.
I see that happen all the time. It's because you want to make the be in the business or do the deal that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever, like when we were younger, buy a record, buy an album, and it, you know, you only heard the stuff that they play on the radio.
Right.
We're dating ourselves now. We're dating each other.
Literally, figuratively, what?
And yeah.
And yes.
You know, and so the two hit songs are on there, and the rest of the songs, you never heard them before, ever. That doesn't happen in this day and age. And
I you're sitting still there. Felt like it was a good investment.
You're sitting there convincing yourself, going, "This is a great record, and it's not. It sucks." So
you're right.
You know that. Don't do that with real estate. Don't see something that's not there.
That's true. Why the heck you picked that?
If there's any problems at all, just open the next letter.
Well, here's my example. Like dating, then. Seriously.
Yeah.
Well, he paid for dinner. Never mind, it was awful. Yep. So we should go out again. No, it was awful. The guy was a jerk. He was mean, whatever it was. He was rude to the staff and everything. Yeah. That doesn't mean you... And he never said you looked nice. Don't go out with him just because he paid for dinner. He's got to have all the other A's.
This is hilarious. I'm taking notes here.
Let's see.
I went out with a girl one time. And, she flat out said, this is a first date, flat out said, I am going to get lobster.
Oh.
You know, this is a long, long time ago, obviously.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And my response was, I think you should get the lobster because this is the last meal we're having together.
Yeah. There you go.
And it was.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. This is so not cool.
No.
All right. Those are my three of my... cool points of how you buy. So what are yours about how
Jill
I sell?
I've had Jill's job. All right. In fact, I've had all the jobs here at landpen.com, and I failed at every single one of them, except for the one that I have now, which is naive owner. I really mean that. Everybody who's in every job in this company does it better than me.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty confident everybody, all of them, couldn't do my job.
Yeah. It's pretty hard to be naive owner.
Now that I've set that up correctly.
/ CEO.
Sales is my least favorite part of this, right? Everybody's got a favorite part they love and a part that they're not too happy about. I don't like paperwork and I don't like sales. I love acquisitions. I love engineering. I love all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that makes Jill so successful as a salesperson, and whether it's for Landpen or not, for any of the other positions she's ever had, is that you do not know that you're being sold something. And that is a huge compliment.
Do you know why?
You really just kind of hang out. You talk to everybody like they're kind of your girlfriend.
Well, you know why?
And it works.
Well, because I like to think I never am talking anybody into anything. I'm just properly conveying what it is. And if it's not for them, I tell them to move on. It's not for you. And I do this with Land Academy too.
Right.
There's people that call me up and they think that whatever it is, they have a wrong impression of what we do, or they think they can do this with zero money in their pockets. And that's one of the big ones that comes along. And I often tell them, no, this is not for you. Or it's just not the right time. You know, take your time. We're going to be here in a year. Save up. You know, if you really want to do this, absolutely, we're going to help you. But you got to have money to send out a mailer. You know, even if I handed everything to you for free, you got to do a mailer and buy your own property. So you got to have some money, you know, kind of thing. So I don't think of it like that. I just think of properly conveying it.
Mm-hmm.
So
my number two is you never put yourself first. I don't even know if you know this stuff about. We've never talked about this.
Oh, thank you.
You know, picture walking into a dealership. We're crushing dealerships this week.
No, we are, because you're car shopping.
And so, you know, the guy's standing in front of me. His hair's out of place. He's all salesy. Hey, how you doing there, man? Well, you look like you'd like to buy a car today.
Great.
That kind of crap, you know. He's putting himself first. It's all about him. He's going to go, once you buy a car, he's going to go high-five the guys in the back and say, God, I stuck it to them.
Right.
You know they are. You never right. do. You put your, the customer first.
Thank you.
Or the whoever, the member or whatever, whatever is at the time.
Thank you.
And I don't even think you know you're doing it. It's just natural. That's true. You know, it's true in life too, Joe.
Thank you.
You know, you put us first. You put the kids first. You put me first. Always.
Thank you. Shucks.
I'm serious.
Aw, thank you.
I'm really serious. And that's why you're so effective at this.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I forgot my number three. Are you crying a little bit?
Just a little. Thank you very much.
Oh, my number three is all I ever do when you're on a with a phone is I hear you ask questions.
Oh.
I don't, you never say, never make statements. You only make statements in the end when you're just trying to get it over with. But I hear you asking a lot of questions. You know, right. Do you think you'd like to do this? Do you think you'd like to do this? Are you more interested in this? Are you less interested in this? You know, you're really helping the person that way instead of selling them something.
That's, there you go. I do that. You're right.
You're earning
what
their
are you
trust.
Looking for? What are you trying to do here?
What's happening is you're earning their trust. And in my opinion, it doesn't happen in one sitting.
Thanks.
You know, I don't, this whole notion of cold calling and closing.
Oh my gosh.
Closing with one occurrence.
Oh.
I mean, that maybe that worked in the 50s, but we have all the answers to all the questions in our pocket right now on your phone. You know, that's just not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple impressions are required.
Thank you.
And the same is with real estate. So you want to present it right on the internet and ask, you really want to be a nerd about it and you put all the details you can think of in there. Mm-hmm. Make a long listing because buying land is not like buying shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think about it. Go
here's
ahead.
Something funny. Yeah. I have.
She just raised her hand. It's hilarious. Are you 12?
You brought up cold calling and I have something here. I have two funny stories of two jobs that I miserably failed at. This is good. One was, I took a job years ago. You said cold calling, literally cold calling doctor's offices to sell rubber gloves. I'm not kidding.
Oh my gosh.
I did not
last
a day. I couldn't stand it. It was like, you know, back then it's like you have a sheet of paper with the doctor's names and the phone numbers and you're calling, trying to get through to the, you know, office manager, whoever does the ordering and sell rubber gloves. I'm like, and it was the funniest. I barely made it through the first day. I did not go back the second day. I was so miserable. I didn't even go pick up my paycheck. They would have paid me for that day.
Gosh.
I couldn't. Oh, it was hilarious. It was so funny.
I never heard that.
No, yeah.
You actually failed at a sales position.
Oh yeah. I couldn't do it. It was just too hard. There's no way I would do it. No, my other silly one was I tried to work in a department store.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of commission.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't like, it was not my thing. Cause you know what? People walk in the door and it was like, you had to hurry up and get to that customer. Cause you didn't want anybody else to have that customer
before
you. You're
competing with the other people.
Totally.
That's what a real estate office, that's what real estate agents do. They compete with, it doesn't make
I
any sense.
I couldn't do that. It was just not in my nature.
Work
and
together, not against each other.
I lasted a little longer there, but it wasn't even 2 weeks. And I made up a story that we were moving and all these circumstances. It was the funniest thing. Well, because I figured it out 3 days in going, this is not going to work for me. I couldn't do that. Couldn't be pushy like that, you know, and it was so funny. And so I started to go home for lunch and I'd fake sick and not come back. Oh, it was so, and I was really young. I mean, come on. It was like not even 20. It was so funny. And then I didn't want them to think poorly of me, so I just, all my family had to suddenly move. My dad got relocated or something. Seriously.
Up.
And then they thought, oh, well, if you ever want to come back, oh, thank you. And so then I had to hide from that store for 6 months or so. It was hilarious.
That's outstanding.
But I just thought that was good because those are two sales jobs that was just not the right thing for me. You know, I can't be like that. So, but it, you know, but when I feel really, really good about what I'm selling and what I'm doing, I really sincerely feel like I'm helping people every day, Jack.
Yeah, so do I.
Every day. And it's not
that's
just
why we do the show.
It's not just
we don't
our,
make any money on this.
Yeah, not just our people customers, our Land Academy customers, but our Land Pin customers.
Yeah.
I mean, these people are so excited to find this property and it's just priced so great. They can actually afford to do this.
I've heard that a million times. We should talk about it more from people, from buyers.
They
just
love
say,
it.
I never knew that property like this could be this cheap. I never thought I would ever own a piece of real estate.
Exactly. Yeah. That is what they say. Mm-hmm. And it's phenomenal.
Right.
Thank you, Jack.
Yeah.
I appreciate this.
Heck yes.
Hey, I appreciate this whole opportunity.
You're welcome, Jill.
Thank you.
You know, that's, you know, I just launched the soft launch for a website called Offers to Owners, the number two. Mm-hmm. And it's in there, it's up now in data collection mode. But long story short, a lot of people don't want to be involved in a group. I'm kind of like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big group person.
Right.
I just want the tools. Well, that's exactly what Offers to Owners is. It's exactly two tools that are essential to succeed at this. You know, if you've been in the business for a while, you know exactly, you're the kind of person who, you know, goes in your office and locks the door and comes out and you know everything 2 days later. Mm-hmm. That's what this product is. It's access to the world-class bulk mail company for cheaper than the price of a stamp to get the offers out. And it's access to the data mm-hmm. on a subscription basis. And it's half the price of everywhere else. Mm-hmm. It's less than half of the price of getting the data from RealQuest, mm-hmm. and it's less than half of the price if you walked off the street to get offers out. Mm-hmm. But all the same benefits. So it comes automatically with a Land Academy ownership, Land Academy subscription membership. Mm-hmm. But there's some people just don't want to be a part of the group; they just want the tools. Mm-hmm. So. You know, I bring this up because I'm not plugging the site at all.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it easier. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to provide yet another product to make it easier for that personality type.
Yep.
But like, buy like Jack. That's my point in saying
exactly.
all this.
Exactly.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition. I mean it.
Thanks.
We should just end the show right there.
Done.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.